folks, and welcome to Doctor's Corner. Today's newsletter is titled, The Stagnant Mind, Why Modern Humanity is Running on Sludge. We are told that humanity is at the pinnacle of evolution. We have smartphones, artificial intelligence, and global connectivity. But if you look closer, a quiet regression is taking place. Humanity has been dumbed down. If human intelligence can be simplified as a series of biological toggle switches, it is becoming increasingly clear that our ancestors had far more of these switches turned actively on than we do today. Look at the ancient world. Past civilizations were capable of creating monolithic engineering marvels and architectural structures that we are completely unable to reproduce today, even with our supposedly advanced machinery. How did they achieve this? Their minds were tuned differently. Today, we have become lazy, sedentary, and profoundly polluted. Most people can no longer function without some sort of artificial stimulant to spark their brain into action. If you are a coffee drinker, ask yourself, what would your morning truly look like without that crutch? We are a society running on borrowed energy because our internal engine is clogged. The biological oil pan, when tissue is damaged, stem cells normally step in to produce fresh replacement cells and restore what has been lost. Scientists have long assumed that once those stem cells are depleted, the repair process reaches a dead end. Now, new research from Israel suggests that the body may be able to take mature, aging cells and essentially turn back the clock, reprogramming them into functional stem cells that can begin rebuilding damaged tissue from within, but the cellular environment matters. Oxidative stress caused by tobacco smoke, pesticides, heavy metals, and radiation can damage the DNA and cellular machinery required for this reset. Aging, chronic inflammation, toxic exposure, and poor metabolic health can also alter a cell's epigenetic memory, making it harder to erase its mature identity. At the same time, the buildup of cellular waste and misfolded proteins can overwhelm the cell's cleanup systems, potentially blocking the renewal process altogether. In other words, the body may still have the biological instructions to repair itself, but the condition of the cellular environment can determine whether those instructions can actually be switched back on. The immune system appears to be a critical part of this process. Macrophages, which are normally sent to areas of injury and infection, can release signals that essentially tell mature cells to reset their identity and return to a stem cell-like state. In mice, this allows damaged tissue to recover even after its original stem cells have been depleted, creating an entirely new population of repair cells from cells that were never stem cells to begin with. This challenges the long-standing belief that such regenerative abilities are mainly limited to simple organisms that can regrow lost body parts, and raises the possibility that the human body may retain some of this regenerative capacity as well. But the problem has never been in nature and in our body's capability of healing, rather in our approach. Think of the human body like a motor vehicle. Over time, a thick sludge forms at the bottom of an engine's oil pan. You can drain and add new oil, but if you never scrape out that original thick sludge, the fresh oil simply mixes with the old debris and circulates right back through the entire system. The exact same philosophy applies to modern humanity. We constantly fuel ourselves with highly processed, toxic foods that our body's engine was never designed for. We eat the wrong things at the wrong times and consume far more calories than our biology requires. Because we never give the system a complete breakthrough fasting, our internal oil pan never clears. Instead, this chemical and metabolic sludge keeps building up, constantly overwhelming and clogging our primary internal filters, the gut, bowels, liver, spleen, kidneys, and bladder. This physiological backup directly poisons our mind. When our internal chemistry is flooded with toxins from a poor diet, our biological tuning goes completely off. The neural switches in our brain become stagnant and sluggish, delaying the vital processes required to keep us sharp, independent, and clear-headed. The neuroscience of the stagnant switch. In the fields of neuroscience and cognitive psychology, these metaphorical switches correspond directly to our physical brain structures and mental frameworks. The biological switches of the brain are called synapses. These are the microscopic junctions where brain cells, neurons, connect and pass chemical or electrical messages to one another. When our internal chemistry is backed up by sludge, our switches become stagnant. They experience a severe delay in triggering neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to physically change, adapt, and reorganize its structure, and synaptic plasticity, the microscopic tool where individual synapses grow stronger or weaker. Put simply, neuroplasticity is the overall remodeling of the brain, while synaptic plasticity is the specific tool used to do that remodeling. When we become lazy and overpolluted, our brain realizes certain pathways are not being used. It undergoes a cleanup process called synaptic pruning, essentially turning those specific switches off permanently to conserve dwindling biological energy. Even autism has been linked to mitochondrial function, the cell's ability to produce energy. According to the article, Mitochondrial Dysfunction, an underlying driver of autism and what may help autism may involve more than differences in brain wiring and impaired mitochondrial function could be an important underlying factor in some children with autism. The article notes that researchers have observed a connection between mitochondrial dysfunction and autism for decades. Up to 80% of children with autism show some signs of impaired mitochondrial function. Because if brain cells cannot produce and manage energy efficiently, their development and communication may be affected, potentially contributing to some neurological and behavioral features associated with autism. This is why supporting mitochondrial function and cellular energy production, including nutritional and metabolic strategies, are so important. Living below our potential, we are operating far below our evolutionary design. Human intelligence is built on an intelligence framework divided into different types of processing power. One of these is fluid intelligence, which is the raw ability to think abstractly, reason quickly, and solve novel problems. While modern generations have technically turned the fluid intelligence switch up to navigate complex software, video games, and abstract schooling, we have turned off the practical, profound switches of deep memory, spatial awareness, and self-sufficiency. Because we live so far below our true potential, humanity has become easily manipulated, easily distracted, and easily controlled. The human body is an incredible machine designed for longevity. We should be capable of living in a vibrant, healthy state until at least 120 years old. Our bodies should be naturally regenerating their own stem cells to regrow worn-out joints and rapidly heal from injuries. But the machine cannot heal if it is drowning in waste. To break free from this state of mental stagnation and regain control of our minds, we must first stop introducing toxic fuel. We must allow the body to clean its own filters, clear the sludge from the pan, and flip the switches of human potential back on. The 90-day reset, fasting, epigenetics, and the quartet that flips your youth switches. Step one. Fasting is a must to flush out stagnation. When you are constantly digesting food, your tissue-resident macrophages are permanently locked into a defensive digestive patrol role. They are too busy dealing with incoming food antigens to focus on deep tissue repair. Adopting a 16-8 intermittent fasting window, fasting for 16 hours, eating during an 8-hour window, acts as a mandatory biological flush. By hour 12 of your fast, your body switches into a ketogenic state, triggering autophagy, cellular house cleaning, and mitophagy, the destruction of broken, leaky mitochondria. This overnight fast systematically flushes out the cellular sludge and metabolic stagnation, opening up physical and energetic space in your tissue niches. Step two, the Life Choice Quartet creates the environment for cellular change. Once fasting has successfully cleared the stagnation, your newly sensitive cells are highly receptive to rebuilding. This is where a targeted quartet of life choice nutrients steps in to engineer the ultimate renewal environment. Vitamin D3, the genetic instructor, Aged tissues often have their repair switches genetically locked in the off position. Found in the next generation super multivitamin, vitamin D3 binds directly to receptors inside your freshly cleaned immune cells. It acts as an epigenetic software update, turning off hyperinflammatory genes and turning on the pathways that allow aged cells to listen to native tissue repair cytokines. Maximum vitamin D, 10,000 to 15,000 IU, 10 to 25 minutes of full body midday sun exposure, 2 to 3 times per week. Avoid toxic sunscreen, pure vitamin C, the macrophage fuel and shield. When macrophages rush into a newly cleared area to remodel tissue, they generate intense oxidative stress. Vitamin C concentrates inside your macrophages at levels up to 100 times higher than surrounding fluid. When added with adrenal gland, the gland with the most vitamin C in the body, they act as a structural shield, fueling your macrophages so they can steadily execute long-term tissue remodeling without burning out. Melipure melatonin, the mitochondrial architect. Cellular renewal and regression require a massive amount of cellular energy, but aged mitochondria leak energy like a rusty engine. Using Sweet Dreams liquid melatonin at night during your deep fasting window floods your cells with a potent natural antioxidant. Melatonin helps regulate CERT3, mitochondrial longevity pathway, supporting repair of inner cell membranes so your cellular powerhouses can generate clean energy to fuel the 90-day renewal process, the master daily renewal schedule. By pairing the clearing power of fasting with these specific life choice cofactors, you successfully transition your body from a state of cellular survival to a state of active, epigenetic, thriving 12 p.m. Break the 16-hour fast. Take your full-spectrum digestive enzyme with your first bite of a fat-rich meal to maximize the absorption of your fat-soluble next-generation multivitamin vitamin D3 and boron with curcumin and piperine. 4 p.m., the empty stomach window. Take your thymus gland and zinc picolinate with a large glass of water to fuel your spleen and lymphatic loops without protein competition. 30 to 60 minutes before bed. Use Sweet Dreams liquid melatonin to help initiate overnight mitochondrial repair while your body is in its deep fasting state. Real structural change takes time to commit to this sequence for 90 days to allow your tissue resident cells to complete a full life cycle and establish a resilient new normal for your baseline vitality. For a complete list of citations and references, please see the published article at lifechoice.net.